Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. And every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins her. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn about the services she has to offer. On the second and fourth Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm live with my guests, Jillian on the second and other guests on the fourth. Sometimes I am live by myself on other days. You can call anytime you hear me say that I'm live at 516-418-5651, and we can talk about your manifest journey. Now, I want to tell you about some of the manifest episodes I've done before. We've talked about the rules of manifesting, which I bring up a lot because I want to make sure you get them embedded into your psyche, your consciousness, your subconsciousness. We've talked about manifesting healing, using the full moon to power up your manifest sessions, how to push your words into the universe, how to create a gratitude journal, using your own manifest statement journal, maintaining an attitude of gratitude, positive language, vision boards, and I share manifest success stories. Today, I am talking about affirmation lists. Remember, what you think, you become. I've seen people without legs walk, and what some would consider ugly ducklings turn into the most graceful humans you'd imagine. Thoughts truly do become things. When you think about something in positive terms and make statements about those things in the present tense, then align your actions with those things, you will soon have those things in your life. Like attracts like. There's a reason birds of a feather flock together. Show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. What you put out, you receive in abundance. The energy you surround yourself with is the same energy you will bring back to yourself. You can't expect to stay sober if you visit the bar on your way home. You will never manifest a faithful partner if you constantly allow infidelity into your life. Now, think about that for a minute. What exactly is infidelity? Do you know? Well, let's just quickly look it up. Infidelity, and see what old Google has to say about it. It's the action or state of being unfaithful to a spouse or other partner. It's not believing in a particular religion. However, let's talk about this real quick. Adultery refers to a physical relationship outside of marriage. It occurs when one partner is involved with another without their partner's consent. But there is a big difference, because infidelity means so much more. It's a violation, and there are different kinds of infidelity. Different types. I found an article that says there are five different types. There's opportunistic infidelity, obligatory infidelity. That's the fear of rejection. There's romantic infidelity, conflicted romantic infidelity, commemorative infidelity. Like, oh, I just remembered this. I need to. Somebody from your past comes in. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about. What are we here to talk about? Oh, I have 111 affirmation statements for you. You have the power to change your life through manifesting and through affirmations. If you say it often enough, you will come to believe it. And if you believe it, you will attract it. You can use affirmations in any situation where you'd like to see a positive change take place. These might include raising your confidence before presentations or important meetings, controlling negative feelings, such as frustration, anger, or impatience, improving your self-esteem, finishing projects you've started, improving your productivity, overcoming a bad habit, changing your personal and work relationships, increasing your finances, and many, 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 many other areas of your life. Affirmations may be more effective when you pair them with other positive thinking and goal-setting techniques. For instance, affirmations work particularly well with visualization and imagination. So instead of just picturing the change you'd like to see, you can also write it down or say it aloud using positive affirmations. When you affirm your desire for something by writing it in your manifest or gratitude journal, the energy of your affirmation and imagination begin to vibrate together at a higher frequency. And before you know it, what you want is yours. Just like this drum that I'm holding in my hand. It's vibrating at a very low frequency until I tap it with the baton or the drumstick. Then it vibrates a little more and it makes noise. And then if I hit it a little more, it vibrates and vibrates and vibrates. Affirmations are quite useful when setting personal goals. Once you've identified the goals you'd like to achieve, affirmative statements can help you keep yourself motivated to achieve them. Instead of focusing on what you need to do, visualize the end results. For example, if you want to lose weight, every day focus on why you want to lose weight and say something like this. I have three statements. You can put them all together or you can say them separately. I feel so much better now that I am at my ideal weight. Thank you, Gus, for the motivation to improve my health. I'm grateful to be motivated to live my best life. The power of affirmations lies in repeating them to yourself constantly. It's useful to recite your affirmations several times a day. A good way is to have them pop up in your phone's notifications so you can read them. You can also set up your alarms to remind you to repeat your affirmations. My alarms allow me to put a message of what the alarm is for. It doesn't take a lot of characters, but I can put enough to keep myself motivated. You want to repeat your affirmations as soon as you engage in the negative thought or behavior that you want to overcome. Now, before I recite 111 affirmations, I want to remind you that if you'd like a copy of this list, you can email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and I'll be happy to send you one. And here we go with number one. I am in control of my appetite for healthy foods and snacks. I have plenty of creativity for this project. My work will be recognized in a positive way by others. I can do this. My team respects and values my opinion. I am successful. I am honest in all areas of my life. I enjoy the feeling of completing tasks and projects on time. I'm grateful for the job I have. I enjoy working with my team. Number 11, I bring a positive attitude to work every day. I am excellent at what I do. I am generous. I am happy. I am a leader in my organization. I believe I can lose weight easily. My health is the most important thing to me. I avoid excessive carbs. I am happy and grateful to be at my ideal weight. I no longer crave foods that are not healthy. I easily control my weight through healthy eating and exercise. My body is a temple, and I will keep my temple clean. That was number 22. I am. I create my own universe. I create my own happiness. I choose to be happy in all situations. I actively participate in my own life. I am the architect of my life. I build my life from the foundation up, and I choose what is in my life. I am brimming with energy. My life is overflowing with joy. I am strong. And number 33, I am enough. I am brave. I am courageous. I want to make a little side note here. Being brave and being courageous are not the same thing. Bravery is the ability to confront something painful or difficult or dangerous without any fear. Courage, on the other hand, is the ability to confront something painful or difficult or dangerous despite your fear. I am beautiful inside and out. I possess all that I need to succeed. When I discover that I need more education or training or help, I possess the knowledge and the ability to find that help. I am organized. Notice that this sends a different message to the universe than I am uncluttered. You want your statements to be simple, short, and powerful. So, I am organized will lead you to a productive, stable life. I am tidy. I am hopeful. I am helpful. I am willing to accept help. I am willing to ask for help. I am generous. I am ready to receive all the universe has to offer. I am kind. I am loving. I am lovable. And number 50, I am loved. My body is healthy. My mind is brilliant. My soul is tranquil. I am quick-witted. I wake up easily and completely every day. My thoughts are filled with peace, love, and happiness. My actions are for the greater good of all. I know how to be a friend. I am surrounded by positivity. Number 60, I know where to find whatever I need for my success. I surround myself by people who believe in me. The universe provides for me in wondrous ways. The universe gives me only what I ask for. I learn quickly. My memory is sharp. My body heals itself and knows what foods are best for it. I understand what my body wants me to feed it. I find ways to get outdoors often. I know exactly what I want. I know how to ask for what I want. I am talented in many ways. I forgive all who have harmed me. I detach myself peacefully from any who have harmed me. I know when and how to apologize. I easily ask for forgiveness when it's needed. I accept compliments with grace. I ask for what I want with gratitude and consideration. My compassion overrides anger. When tempted to become angry, I replace that temptation with a sense of love. Number 80, Spirit guides me towards what I know I must do. My relationships grow stronger, deeper, and more stable each day. I possess the qualities needed to be successful. I am growing, expanding, and thriving as a human. I am creative in many ways. Creative energy leads me to new and brilliant ideas. I am a brilliant creator. I have great ideas. I choose happiness. My happiness comes from within. Number 90, my happiness is based on my own accomplishments and the blessings I have been given. I am grateful. I am whole. I conquer challenges. I am successful in all things. My ability is limitless. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for the smallest things. My gratitude is boundless. My potential to succeed is infinite. And 100, we're only 11 away from the end of this. I deserve to be paid well for my time, efforts, and ideas. The perfect job is waiting for me. I stand up for myself. My thoughts are filled with positivity. My life is filled with prosperity. I am prosperous. I am fulfilled. I am living my life's purpose. I am doing what I love. I love what I do every day. I have all I need. Number 111, the universe provides for me in wonderful ways. And so it is. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all of our other Manifest Monday shows. I have another show scheduled with even more affirmation statements, hundreds more. If you have questions or want me to guide you on your manifest journey, reach out to me through beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And until next time, be sure to stay positive, stay grateful, and make your statements and affirmations as powerful as you can. Reach out to me if you want some help. I'll be happy to help you. Bye-bye.